Helping people move along in their spiritual journeys is what Alan Lyle lives for. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. A favorite story of Alan's is when he struck up a relationship with a gentleman in Italy while having coffee.
I said, you know, I'd love to have coffee with us. We began to have coffee together and spend lunch together. And I began to share Christ with him. And I could tell that he didn't really have a relationship with God. It was more of a religion.
It wasn't long before Alan knew it was time to be bold.
And so I remember going to McDonald's, of all places in Italy, and had a lunch with him and was sharing with him just the gospel. And I really felt like God was saying that day, tell him everything he's got to hear. And so I shared with him on that Friday.
Alan just wouldn't give up.
But the next week we had lunch again, and we were just hanging out, and we were walking back to his work. And I said, so what did you think about the conversation that we had? He said, well, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good. And he said, I went ahead Sunday night and did what you said I needed to do. And I said, what? Like what? And he said, well, I was out walking my dog, and it was dark, and I was looking up at the sky, and I just felt like that I needed this man, Jesus, that you were telling me about. And he said, I just looked up to heaven and said, well, God, Alan said I needed Jesus in my life, and I don't think I have him, and so I'd love to ask you to come into my life. And so he did that night. And he's like, you told me that's what I needed to do. Did I do the right thing? And I said, yes, you did the right thing. And so it's one of those moments that it's only God that does it. It wasn't anything I said or done. It was just the Spirit drawing him, as the Word says.
You know, Bill Bright would often say, success in witnessing is simply sharing Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. Why don't you try it?